The New Testament is full of things which are so surprising, we may even call them shocking. And we encounter one of those things in Jesus' interview with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. In verse 14, Jesus cites an incident in the Old Testament, and he refers the incident as a foreshadowing of his own person and ministry. And what he says is, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. One thing we've contended is that the Lord Jesus Christ is counterintuitive, and we believe that one reason he's counterintuitive, what we mean by that is he doesn't do what humans would expect. He does something quite different. Key example of that is when he rubbed mud in the eyes of the blind man in John 9 to make him see. Of course, that's exactly the opposite of what you would do to help someone see, but it worked in Jesus' case. It was one way that he effected the miracle. Well, what we want to say is that Jesus is counterintuitive because he's like his Father. God himself is counterintuitive. And we see numerous examples of that. We see it in the case of Gideon, where he says to Gideon, you really can't win this battle because you have too many soldiers. No one has ever given military counsel like that. It's the opposite of what we would expect. Or in the case of Elijah in the great trial by fire on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18. What does Elijah do to prepare the altar for combustion? Well, he drenches it with water. So we're about to see this great counterintuitive citation which Jesus features for Nicodemus. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.